You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay. Yes, we will get to Alex Bregman, but we got to do something different to start the show today. I'm going to do something I rarely do. I have just kept Rico and the guys in mystery. I will only tell you I am starting with something non-sports. I am starting from something on a personal level, and I am seeking the counsel of the people in this room, but also you, the listener. And yes, at 2:45, we'll get some football, and 3 o'clock, we're going to talk Bregman. But I got to do this because I have to tell you, I have reached a point with something where I'm told something is really good. And every time I watch this show I'm watching, trying to get into, I end up looking at my wife going, what the F are we watching? What is this? So allow me this space as we start on a Tuesday. And yes,
No.
The Bregman talk can wait. We'll get there.
It's always bad when something comes highly recommended because now there's no wiggle room.
I have been told that as I round the bend here and try to finish the first season of this show, that the second season is generationally good television. And I'm like, okay, slow it down. I will tell you it is bar none the weirdest TV series, program, whatever you want to call it, I've ever watched. It is, I don't know what I'm watching. Have any of you heard of the show called Severance? Anyone?
Yes.
On Apple TV?
Yes.
Okay. Now look, I'm trying to be a good sport about it. I want to punch everyone in the face watching this show. I don't want to give away too much. The general premise is Severance refers to what they do to these people when they sign their employment agreement. Now, there are days I wish we offered severance and I just wouldn't remember anything about this place.
Yeah.
But my point is, they go down the elevator and who they are outside of the building, they don't have recollection of it. Then they work all day. They don't know they're outie.
Right.
Then they go back up the elevator and they don't remember. This is the part of the severance I would enjoy. You don't remember anything about this place. And you go back to your life. But never the two shall
right.
meet.
Right.
That's all I'll give away. I just need to understand, people. I'm like 6 episodes in. When football season ends, TV season starts. I do try to reacclimate into having a life and spending a little bit more time with my lovely wife. And like, I try to balance things out a little bit. I don't know what the F I'm watching. I'm told this is one of the greatest shows ever made. Doug Karsh is a super fan. Mm-hmm. Doug listens to a podcast about this show. I can't tell you what I'm watching. I have no grasp on anything. And I needed to know, A, have any... Now, I know Kenny wouldn't. This show requires thought. But maybe, David, maybe you, because you're Mr. Sci-Fi.
Right.
Watched it. So have you gone through both seasons?
No. I haven't because I got started with it and then football started. But I put a pin in and said, you know what? Okay, potential. I'm going to come back to this.
I also struggle that the lead character is the mean brother from Step Brothers. And I can't get it out of my head of him like bragging about selling helicopters and saying it's the Catalina wine mixer.
See, the funny thing, because I remember when I told you about this, and I'm like, Mike, you'll like the premise because they can't remember anything that happens at work. Like, work and home life are two separate things. When you go through this, the elevator, it's like a little portal you go through and you don't remember anything.
I do. Listen, I am a
I would love that.
No, I'm living severance. Is I basically do everything to forget about this place when I go home, and I live my life.
But it would be a stretch. Because I don't think you're a big sci-fi type of person.
But I'm trying.
So
this.
I wouldn't recommend this show to you. I just thought it was funny.
But it's too
because
late.
I know you.
It's too late. I've already learned about the waffle parties. Okay. It's too late. God, listen. If you have seen Severance, I just need to know, is it worth it? Because I am trying, and none of my regular shows come back for a few more weeks.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on the Yellowstone prequel to come back with Harrison Ford. I'm going to be all over it. I'm waiting for Reacher to come back. Guys, help me. I am so confused at how this is an all-time good show. And there are episodes you're sitting there, and you will look at your loved one, or if you watch it alone, you will look at the ceiling and go, what am I doing with my life? This can't be it.
I got three episodes in, and I was like, okay, I like this. I'm going to come back to finish this later. But yeah, I was like, it was kind of cool.
But football started.
Right. And it was just like, okay, So I'm like, great, I'll just binge this later. So yes, it's probably.
And I'm sorry to put this on you. I know the Bregman stuff is big today, but we're going to get to it at 3.
No.
I needed to ask because last night I tried to watch another episode and we got to this point where I'm like, all right, maybe this is starting to pick up a little bit. Maybe I got to stick with it. And the fact is, it's Apple TV. It's not like you're paying for it. It's not like you're buying episodes. It's right there. You just hit the button.
See,
but it's the Catalina wine mixer guy. I can't get away from it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
See, I think for you, it's going to be difficult because it's not what you're into. So that's why it's like, yeah, because it's science fiction and it's a bunch of what if type of scenarios.
Bro, the hallways of that place look like the hallways of this place.
And you, Mike, from the time that I've known you, you are a logical, it has to make sense person. You don't get into the whole, okay, take me on a ride and finish it at the end. I'll just sit in the back and be quiet. That's not you.
I'm just rounding the bend here of season one.
Because, you're probably asking a ton of questions, and I need to know now.
No, but I
need
to
know
them,
now.
I have to ask them silently.
Right. But I'm saying, because you can't suspend logic. And
I'm
just
trying.
And I know. And you are. And this is personal growth. But that's why I would have never recommended this show because
I know.
It's why I never said, Mike, you got to watch the Marvel movies. Now, we did it during the pandemic, but it was like, I know that's not you. So
some of those were okay, though.
Yeah, it's funny because, yeah, you identified with, like, certain characters. Like,
yes.
I was like, okay, yeah, I could see you in Iron Man. And no, you was
Tony Stark's a good dude.
No, it was Thor. That's, yeah, I was shocked.
It was sarcasm. I liked it. It was funny. Okay. Look, no spoilers, I'm asking. I understand Severance came out 3 years ago, but season two just came out. And when I tell you this has, like, a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes, that this is one of the... TV critics are saying it is generational. You know what's not generational? Alex Bregman. We'll get to him at three. I need your help.
But real quick, David, also remember sometimes when people get behind things and they tell you how great it is, you end up with Sharknado 6.
Truth.
So.
Truth. David, have you heard of this show, watched this show, plan to watch
it? I have heard of this show, and I'm a very stubborn individual. And because the ratings were so great and everyone was saying how it was so good, I decided I'm not going to watch it.
That makes no sense.
I don't like being forced to do things. Because, it's great. You got to do this. I'm good. I watch my own thing. Like, I'm going to start Landman this weekend.
But see,
absolutely fabulous show.
It makes
fabulous.
But see, Mike, this makes sense. I've been around you guys long enough to know, yes, never. Tell David this is something you need to watch.
Oh, yeah, I'm never going to do it.
David won't do it.
But then I saw the preview for it. I'm like, you know what?
You got to almost downplay and be like, yeah, it's all right. It's okay. David will watch it.
Yeah.
But if you're like, David, I'm telling, okay, well, I'll see if I can get to that.
I'll start
Landman. Just answer the question this way for me, people. If you've seen Severance, is it overrated? I'm going to stick this out. I'm too far into season one not to. TV season has started now. And I'm trying like hell, but I mean, the critics talk this show. I'll tell you one thing. I'm pretty sure Doug Karsh loves this show more than his kids. The way Doug talked about this show, you would have thought that this thing reinvented the wheel.
Yeah, he keeps telling me, hurry up and finish the first season. Like, he rewatched the entire first season.
How?
And it's like,
how? I can barely get through the episodes.
I saw new things that I haven't seen before, but yeah. I like it. I like the premise. I want to see where this journey takes me. So,
okay.
But you're a lot further along than I am right now.
248-539-9797. We're going to get to Alex Bregman. We're going to get to a football today in about 25 minutes. I'm stuck on this Stafford rumor. And we are going to talk about Rico's dance party. This is going to be Soul Train. Tonight, College Hoops edition. Rico has a College Hoops dance party for everybody at 4. You're pumped up about tonight. Don't lie. You are bricked up. Don't lie. You're excited, and you want the people to be excited in a post-football world.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm offering you here's something to eat tonight. It's college basketball.
Also, we're going to slander the NHL later because we've just found out something about the Four Nations face-off that is quintessential NHL. We are loaded today.
You know what? Real quick,
yeah.
think of Severance as kind of an adult version of Stranger Things. Because when I first started watching Stranger Things, I was saying, everybody's telling me this is a great show. What the hell am I watching?
Yeah, I didn't love it.
So
I didn't love it. Sorry. Okay, good talk. We're off and running. We'll get to the people next. I just need your help with it. I just need to understand, is this thing going to pay off? It's TV season. And then we get to Bregman.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.